Sexual and Reproductive Health and Rights SRHR. Alchemist, L., et al., 2014. Trends in Maternal Mortality, 1990-2013, Estimates by WHO, UNICEF, UNFPA, the World Bank, and the United Nations Population Division. Geneva, World Health Organization. Retrieved from http://apps.who.in/iris/bit/stream/10,665/112,682/9789,241,527,226_m.pdf. The report presents the global, regional, and country estimates of maternal mortality in 2013 and the trends from 1990 to 2013. It poses the challenge of achieving the MDG 5 target of reducing maternal mortality ratio, as less than 40% of countries have a complete registration system. Among the countries categorized as on track are Maldives 93%, Bhutan 87%, Cambodia 86%, Equatorial Guinea 81%, Lao People's Democratic Republic 80%, Romania 80%, Timor-Leste 78%, Cabo Verde 77%, Eritrea 77%, Nepal 76%, and Rwanda 76%. APWLD 2010. My Body, My Life, My Rights. Addressing Violations of Women's Sexual and Reproductive Rights Summary Report of the Asia-Pacific NGO Consultation with the Office of the UN Special Rapporteur on Violence Against Women, Its Causes and Consequences, 7-8 December 2009, Bangkok, Thailand. Chiang Mai, APWLD. Retreat from http://apgal.org/wp-content/uploads/2013/09/daw2009 final web with formatting and pics.pdf. The report clarifies the definition of sexual rights and reproductive rights, noting that the realization of sexual rights is an integral part to gender equality, development, and social justice, while reproductive rights can only be achieved if commitment to equality and women's autonomy is translated to social and development policies. As such, access to optimal healthcare, housing, education, employment and property rights, freedom from physical abuse, harassment, and all forms of violence against women must be in place to fully enjoy reproductive rights. It also cites international instruments that can be used to advance women's sexual and reproductive rights, as well as highlights critical issues from the Asia-Pacific region within the context of neoliberal globalization, fundamentalisms, and militarization. Arrow. 2014. Sexual and Reproductive Health and Rights in the Post-2015 Agenda, Taking Their Rightful Place. Arrow Advocacy Briefs. Kuala Lumpur, Arrow. Retreat from http://arrow.org.my/download/advocacy%20brief%20food%20security%20%20website%20182072014.pdf. This advocacy brief examines the important role and linkages of sexual and reproductive health rights in the development perspective, particularly SRHR linkages to other fundamental human rights frameworks such as the right to food and nutrition, right to life, right to health, right to self-determination, right to diverse family, right to livelihood, women's rights, children's rights, and intergenerational rights. It provides a snapshot of the global gains and gaps in achieving the MDGs, specifically focusing on the health component. This advocacy brief has an excellent discourse on the interlinkages of SRHR to poverty, which explicitly looks at poverty as the cause and consequence of poor health and well-being. Finally, it provides significant recommendations for policymakers and civil society organizations in asserting and advancing the call for SRHR for the post-2015 agenda, including but not limited to addressing hunger and poverty holistically, provision for women's access to education and employment, the right to nutrition, food sovereignty and gender justice, for women in agriculture, universal access to high-quality SRH services, and establishing and strengthening cross-movement and multi-sectoral alliances, among others. This advocacy brief is also translated to Bengali, Hindi, and Tamil. Post-2015 Women's Coalition. 2014. An advocacy brief, Post-2015 Development Agenda Asia-Pacific Regional Brief. New Brunswick. Retreat from http://www.arrow.org.my/download/post%2015%20regional%20brief%20%20asia%20pacific.pdf. This regional brief is part of a series of post-2015 advocacy briefs on SRHR developed by Arrow for the Post-2015 Women's Coalition. It reviews the progress of MDG goals within the Asia and Pacific region, particularly on maternal health, mortality, and morbidity, access to safe abortion services and contraception, incidence of sexually transmitted diseases, provision of comprehensive sexuality education, and sexual rights. It also points out the diversities, inequalities, and inequities in the region, along with other complex issues such as climate change, migration, and religious fundamentalism as affecting women's SRHR. Page 14. Post-2015 Women's Coalition. 2014. An Advocacy Brief, Post-2015 Development Agenda, Climate Change and Sexual Reproductive Health and Rights. New Brunswick. Retreat from http://www.arrow.org.my/download/post%2015%20%20climate%20change%20brief.pdf. This issue relooks at the interlinkages of climate change with SRHR by analyzing the impact of climate change to universal access to SRHR and pushing the call to address SRHR within the context of sustainable development. It provides concrete examples on how climate change, such as extreme weather events and drought, impact women and their SRHR. Post-2015 Women's Coalition. 2014. An Advocacy Brief, Post-2015 Development Agenda, Finance and Sexual and Reproductive Health and Rights. New Brunswick. Retreat from http://www.arrow.org.my/download/post%2015%20%20finance%20brief.pdf. Resource mobilization for SRHR is the key issue presented in this brief. It highlights the existing economic landscape that affects the financing for SRHR, such as the reduction of public funding, especially in the health sector, increased privatization of the health sector, restrictive international trade agreements, vertical funding and absence of SRHR as core funding policies, lack of governance and accountability of the health system, and lack of funding of women organizations working on SRHR. Post-2015 Women's Coalition. 2014. An Advocacy Brief, Post-2015 Development Agenda, Influences of Religious Fundamentalism on Sexual and Reproductive Health and Rights of Women. New Brunswick. Retreat from http://www.arrow.org.my/download/post%200/2015%20%20religi0us%20fundamentalism.pdf. This issue re-looks into the influences of religious fundamentalism on SRHR and how it can curb women's rights. It shows how religion, culture, and tradition perpetuate violence and discrimination, such as early and child marriages, which are strongly linked to girls' sexual health and reproductive capacity. It also points out the influence of religion in women's choice and control over their bodies, including their access to contraception. Post-2015 Women's Coalition. 2014. An Advocacy Brief, Post-2015 Development Agenda, Latin America and the Caribbean Regional Brief. New Brunswick. Retreat from http://www.arrow.org.my/download/post%200/2015%20regional%20net%20lac.pdf. This provides an analytical synthesis of the gains and challenges experienced by Latin America and the Caribbean in implementing the ICPD plan of action. It looks into the regional contexts of sexual and reproductive health among adolescents and youth, sexual education, sexual diversity, voluntary termination of pregnancy, sexual and gender violence, maternal health, uterocervical and breast cancers, and sexually transmitted infections. Post-2015 Women's Coalition. 2014. An Advocacy Brief, post-2015 development agenda, sexual and reproductive health and rights beyond 2014, opportunities and challenges. New Brunswick. Retreat from http://www.arrow.org/download/post%200-2015%20%20ICPD%20beyond-degrees/0-0-0-1-4.pdf. This issue brief is also part of the post-2015 advocacy briefs, which recognizes the importance of including the fulfillment of HRHR in the human rights approach to population and development. It identifies the gaps and challenges in achieving SRHR, which include poverty, gender equality, climate change, political fragility of states, and political will to achieve SRHR for all. The brief also highlights the gains and opportunities to achieve SRHR, such as the inclusion of SRHR in the post-2015 development agenda. Post-2015 Women's Coalition, 2014. An advocacy brief. Post-2015 Development Agenda Sexuality. New Brunswick. Retreat from http://www.arrow.org/download/post%200-2015%20%20sexuality%20brief.pdf. This issue emphasizes the importance of exercising sexual rights, including access to sexual and reproductive health care services. It calls for the recognition of sexual rights as human rights, which includes freedom from discrimination, coercion, and violence, along with the principles of bodily integrity, personhood, equality, and respect for diversity. It also identifies the gaps in the fulfillment of sexual rights in terms of sexual rights of adolescents and young people, promotion of comprehensive sexuality education, accessibility of services within the public health system, sexual rights around the choice of partner, consensual sexual relations and consensual marriage, and sexual rights in identity and expression, among others. Post-2015 Women's Coalition, 2014. An advocacy brief. Post-2015 Development Agenda Sexual Reproductive Health and Rights for Young Women and Adolescents in Sub-Saharan Africa. Brunswick. Retreat from http://www.arrow.org/download/post%200-2015%20%20brief%20%20Africa.pdf. The brief highlights adolescent sexual and reproductive health as a critical issue in sub-Saharan Africa, significantly due to the high prevalence of AIDS and increasing incidences of adolescent childbearing. It also indicates the poor reproductive health indicators in the region, such as high maternal mortality, low contraceptive use, harmful traditional practices, and inadequate resources for education. Page 15. Health and social services which hamper the positive reproductive health outcomes. Arrow, 2014. Young people of Asia, what is the status of our sexual and reproductive health and rights? Kuala Lumpur, Arrow. Retreat from http://www.arrow.org/download/arrow_SRHR%20document_fall.pdf. The report examines the progress made since ICPD and identifies the existing gaps and challenges that young people face in terms of exercising and realizing their SRHR. Among the issues that young people in the region encounter include adolescent pregnancy, HIV and AIDS, traditional and harmful practices, for example, early forced marriages, female circumcision, honor killings, homophobia, and transphobia. It also provides recommendations on how to address these issues by having access to SRHR services and information, including, but not limited to, comprehensive sexuality education and creation of youth-friendly SRHR services. It also recognizes the critical role of the Commission on Population and Development 2014 in winning the battle for young people's SRHR in Asia. Egyptian Initiative for Personal Rights, EIPR, 2013. For Claiming and Redefining Rights, ICPD Plus 20, Status of Sexual and Reproductive Health and Rights in Middle East and North Africa. Cairo, EIPR. Retreat from http://www.arrow.org/publications/ICPD plus 20/MENA%20report.pdf. This monitoring report presents the status of feminist movements in the region and the country's position on international documents and agreements. Particularly, it monitors the progress made by each country in achieving global standards in maternal health, abortion, population policies, and contraception and reproductive cancers. It covers issues related to young people's sexuality, HIV and AIDS, gender-based violence, and trafficking. It also points out the need for a comprehensive sexuality education and access to SRH services. Godwin, J. 2013. Young People and the Law in Asia and the Pacific, the Review of Laws and Policies Affecting Young People's Access to Sexual and Reproductive Health and HIV Services. Bangkok, UNESCO. Retreat from https://unesco.org/images/0022/00247/224782.pdf. The review assesses existing international agreements and obligations of countries in Asia and the Pacific region, as well as national policies related to sexual and reproductive health rights of the youth, including access to HIV services. It also finds some countries in Asia and the Pacific region having conservative legal traditions with regards to sexuality and reproduction which hinder young people's access to SRH and HIV services. Louisa, E. and Liang, M. 2013. Adolescent Pregnancy, the Review of the Evidence. New York, UNFPA. Retreat from https://www.unfpa.org/web/site/global/shared/sfwp2013/adolescent%20pregnancy_unfpa.pdf. The report presents the current situation of pregnancies among adolescent girls aged 15 to 19 years of age and the interventions to minimize pregnancy among adolescents, including programmatic approaches and the challenges ahead. It also illustrates the potential effects of adolescent pregnancy as well as the disparities in adolescent pregnancy associated with social and economic characteristics, educational attainment, and household wealth. It specifically notes that the survival and development of children is also dependent of the provision of high-standard health services, including nutrition and access to water and sanitation, among others. The report further shows the implications of adolescent pregnancy for policies and programs which should include assessment of its patterns and prevalence, targeting areas with high proportions of girls at risk, and allocating resources to minimize or prevent pregnancy and motherhood among girls. Locklear, Day and Baskara, S. 2012. For Claiming and Redefining Rights Guidance Series, Analyzing Sexual and Reproductive Health and Rights Under the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, CEDAW. Kuala Lumpur, Arrow. Retreat from https://www.arrow.org.my/publications/icpd+15/r&r_guidance-series.pdf. Divided into two sections, this publication demonstrates the links between CEDAW and ICPD while emphasizing the interrelatedness and interdependence of rights. It looks into how discrimination against women contributes to women's lack of access to SRHR services as well as the denial of their right to autonomy, bodily integrity, and choice in matters related to their sexual and reproductive lives. It also features country case studies on women's reproductive health and their access to family planning services, including the use of contraception and abortion. Specifically, the guidance series outlines how CEDAW can be used to analyze women's sexual and reproductive health and rights issues. Lucail, Ben and Nwania, I. 2014. Youth Fact Sheet, Sexual Reproductive Health and Rights for Adolescents in Sub-Saharan Africa. Geneva, World YWCA and Arrow. Retreat from http://arrow.org.my/download/africa%20%20youth%20fact%20sheet.pdf. This advocacy brief outlines the current status of adolescent SRHR in 9 sub-Saharan African countries: Angola, Benin, Ethiopia, Rwanda, Kenya, Nigeria, Sierra Leone, Tanzania, and Zambia. It provides facts and trends on adolescent fertility rate, contraceptive use, HIV prevalence rate, early child and forced marriage, and page 16, female genital mutilation. It further calls for a comprehensive sexuality education to increase awareness on adolescent SRHR and their access to such services. Ravindran, TKS 2012. Plenary 1, Universal Access to Sexual and Reproductive Health and Rights of Women and Young People in the Asia-Pacific Region. In Gear, G, Proceedings of the Regional Meetings, Beyond ICPD and the MBGs, then GOS Strategies for Sexual and Reproductive Health and Rights in Asia-Pacific Region. Kuala Lumpur, Arrow. Retreat from http://www.arrow.org.my/apngo/proceedings%20report_final.pdf. The paper presents a definition and conceptual understanding of universal access to SRH, the progress made, and the barriers toward the achievement of universal access in the region, as well as the advocacy agenda to address those barriers. It points out that gender inequalities limit women's ability to make decisions related to their health care, and at the same time access to health and SRH services and resources can be affected by other factors including ethnicity, class, and gender norms. It concludes that although there is progress made, Asia-Pacific is nowhere near universal access to SRH. Ravindran, TKS 2011. For Claiming and Redefining Rights. Thematic Studies Series 2. Pathways to Universal Access to Reproductive Health Care in Asia. Kuala Lumpur, Arrow. Retreat from http://www.arrow.org.my/publications/icpd+15country-and-thematic-case-studies/pathways-to-universal.pdf. This thematic studies series examines the implications of health sector reform for universal access to reproductive health services in countries like Pakistan, Laos PDR, Cambodia, and Thailand. It shows that Thailand has been successful in achieving the universal healthcare coverage through its universal healthcare coverage scheme since it was implemented in 2001. Cambodia, on the other hand, is seen to be relatively better compared to Laos PDR in terms of women's access to reproductive health services and basic maternal health care, while Pakistan has been increasingly moving to privatization and thus farther away from universal health care coverage. Reproductive Health Matters and Arrow. 2011. Repoliticizing Sexual and Reproductive Health and Rights. Report of a Global Meeting, Langkawi, Malaysia, 3-6 August 2010. Kuala Lumpur, Arrow. Retreat from http://www.ramjournal.org.uk/publications/langkawi-report.pdf. This publication is a proceedings report of a global meeting attended by diverse groups of experts for the development of a transformative agenda to move forward the sexual and reproductive health and rights beyond ICPD and MBGs. It covers six themes: 1. Macroeconomic influences on health, 2. Sexual and reproductive health and rights in public health education, 3. A role of the pharmaceutical industry in enabling or not enabling universal access to healthcare services, 4. The human rights approach to SRHR, 5. Funding for SRHR, and 6. Perpetuating power which links maternal health and well-being to SRHR. SEM, G 2014, January 20-24. SRHR in the Asia-Pacific, Advances and Challenges. Paper presented at the first plenary session, 7th Asia-Pacific Conference on Reproductive and Sexual Health Rights. Manila, Philippines. Retreat from http://www.donet.org/feminist-resources/sites/default/files/articles/apcursor_talk_22 January 2014.pdf. This presentation recognizes some significant gains in the SRHR in Asia and the Pacific, including the funding for maternal mortality and morbidity, as well as the extent to which the health of newborns depends on the nutritional and health status of women. General advances in SRHR include the SRH service provisions, the direction of movement on SRHR, the involvement of young people and adolescents in SRHR programs, and the health reforms in general. The author likewise presents the remaining challenges, such as inequalities in access to SRH services and information that have marginalized the poorest 40% of women and adolescents, poor quality of SRH services and of health, and weak accountability mechanisms. Tanabe, M., et al. 2012. adolescent sexual and reproductive health programs in humanitarian settings, an in-depth look at family planning services. Women's Refugee Commission, Save the Children, UNHCR, UNFPA. Retreat from http://www.unfpa.org/web/site/global/shared/documents/publications/2013/AAASRH_good_practice_documentation_english_final.pdf. This publication shares the key findings of a year-long exercise by the Women's Refugee Commission and Save the Children mapping existing adolescent sexual and reproductive health ASRH services. The report shows the increasing issue of ASRH in both development and humanitarian context, including during conflict or disaster. It identifies the commonly reported challenges to providing ASRH services, such as adolescent knowledge and use of services, community attitudes, funding, provider attitude and skills, availability of supplies and methods, and level of insecurity in the setting. It also illustrates case studies demonstrating good practices on ASRH in Thailand, Colombia, and Uganda. Payment Iran, S. Education 2011. For Claiming and Redefining Rights Thematic Studies Series 3, Reproductive Autonomy and Rights in Asia. Kuala Lumpur, Arrow. Retreat from http://www.arrow.org.my/publications/icpd+15country-and-thematic-as-studies/reproductive_autonomy_and_rights_in_asia.pdf. Page 17. This publication presents the key findings for a selection of reproductive autonomy and rights indicators across 12 countries: Bangladesh, Cambodia, China, India, Indonesia, Laos PDR, Malaysia, Nepal, Pakistan, the Philippines, Thailand, and Vietnam. It looks at the population policies of the 12 countries, specifically the delivery of reproductive health services. It also shares country case studies on specific issues of reproductive autonomy and rights at the national level, such as the barriers to contraceptive use in Cambodia, the access to contraception within a decentralizing system of governance and health service provisions, as well as access to safe abortion in Indonesia, contraception and abortion in Pakistan, and the lack of accessibility of young people to family planning information in the Philippines. Payment Iran, S. Rakari, S. J.M., and Duhanath, S. 2013. For Claiming and Redefining Rights, ICPD+20, Status of Sexual and Reproductive Health and Rights in Asia Pacific. Kuala Lumpur, Arrow. Retreat from http://www.arrow.org.my/publications/icpd+20/icpd+20_arrow_ap.pdf. This monitoring report outlines the development in women's empowerment, health financing, and the realization of ASRHR in the 21 countries of Asia Pacific region: Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Myanmar, Cambodia, China, Fiji, India, Indonesia, Kiribati, Laos PDR, Malaysia, Maldives, Nepal, Pakistan, Papua New Guinea, the Philippines, Samoa, Sri Lanka, Thailand, and Vietnam. The report also shows an increasing trend of privatization of healthcare in the region, as well as higher rates of out-of-pocket expenditures, which pose a significant barrier towards achieving universal access to health and women's SRH services. It also presents sub-regional estimates and country data on key SRHR indicators such as fertility, contraception, adolescent births, safe abortion, maternal mortality, reproductive cancers, HIV and AIDS, and sexual rights. Iraq Gabelzai, P. and Tilbury, B. 2014. Pacific Young People Sexual and Reproductive Health and Rights Fact Sheet. Retreat from http://arrow.org.my/download/pacific_arrow%20factsheet%20final%20drank degrees/021.pdf. This fact sheet provides a snapshot of some of the key indicators and recommendations related to young people's SRHR in the Pacific, which include adolescent fertility, contraceptive use and unmet needs, HIV prevalence, comprehensive sexuality education, youth-friendly SRH services, sexual and gender-based violence, sexual orientation and gender identity, and access to Abortion. UNFPA and Center for Reproductive Rights. 2013. Reproductive Rights, the Tool for Monitoring State Obligations. UNFPA and Center for Reproductive Rights. Retreat from http://reproductiveherights.org/sites/cr.civicauctions.net/files/documents/cr_monitoring_tool_state_obligations.pdf. This publication is a good monitoring tool to oversee government's compliance with international legal instruments on human rights, particularly on reproductive rights. It covers a wide range of reproductive rights issues such as freedom from discrimination, contraceptive information and services, safe pregnancy and childbirth, abortion and post-abortion care, comprehensive sexuality education, freedom from violence against women, and HIV and AIDS. It also provides concrete definitions of key terms such as sexual health, accountability, monitoring and evaluation, informed consent, and participation, among others. Woods, Z. 2014. Identifying Opportunities for Action on Climate Change and Sexual and Reproductive Health and Rights in Bangladesh, Indonesia, and the Philippines. Arrow Working Paper. Kuala Lumpur, Arrow. Retreat from http://www.arrow.org/download/scoping%20study%20%20climate%20change%20 and%20srhr.pdf. This scoping study attempts to identify the interlinkages between climate change and SRHR by examining the country-level response in addressing gender equality and SRHR within the context of climate change. It presents climate-related vulnerabilities faced by women and girls in Bangladesh, Indonesia, and the Philippines. It also looks at the policy gaps with regards to gender equality and SRHR and recommends the incorporation of SRHR issues into national-level action and response to climate change, including effective measures to support the resilience and adaptive capacity of women and girls. Yeovil, M. 2014. 20 years after Cairo, for a world of equality and rights. Kuala Lumpur, Arrow. Retreat from http://arrow.org.my/download/20years%20after%20cairo_20mzol.pdf. This fact sheet looks at the conditions as well as the structural factors that impede the full implementation of the program of action of the International Conference on Population and Development by CPD in Latin America and the Caribbean region. This includes, among others, inequality in income distribution, conservative governments hampering progress in human rights specifically on SRHR, lack of effective mechanisms for implementing international commitments and national laws, and precarious social security systems that do not guarantee access to SRHR. It also presents the status of young people's SRHR in the region by looking at issues associated with comprehensive sexuality education, access to youth-friendly sexual health services, teen pregnancy, abortion, HIV and STI. Page 18.